At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bassler. I'm with Andrew McCarthy of the National Review Online, a veteran prosecutor, a veteran of the Department of Justice. And we're now asking questions that lawyers ask themselves, apparently, as they approach every criminal case, every possible case, not just criminal, anything. Who's the judge? And what judge do I want? And what judge did I get? It's called forum shopping. Andy, this hearing, the courtroom and the trial is to be in Florida. Is that logical? Is that sensible? Is that the correct way Department of Justice handles federal crimes at this level?
Yes, John. People have a constitutional right to be charged with a crime in the place where the crime was committed. Under federal law, you can be charged with the crime any place. If you're talking about a crime that has interstate implications, you could be charged with the crime any place that the crime occurred. The Justice Department, as a rule, tries to charge things where the center of gravity of the activity is. So it's perfectly proper that this case be brought in Florida. What I think was improper, and what the government, the prosecutor, has unfairly benefited from, perhaps, is the fact that they investigated the case in Washington when they should have set up shop to investigate it in Florida. And as a result, they got very important rulings that bear greatly on the case from the judges, and one particular judge, in the district court in Washington, D.C., even though there really should not have been a grand jury there. The grand jury should have been in Florida.
In other words, we're now moving to the specifics of this case, not just any case. Forum shopping is a general category. This case, the judge in Florida is named Cannon. The judge in Washington, D.C. was Howell. One appointed by President Trump, Cannon. One appointed by, I believe, President Obama, Howell.
Correct.
And the prosecutor was going back and forth. No, he didn't know about Cannon. He was using Howell to get an important opinion. What was it, Andy?
The opinion, John, was that President Trump's attorney-client privilege with his lawyer, Evan Corcoran, did not preserve the confidentiality of his communications with the lawyer because of what Judge Howell found was the crime fraud exception to the attorney-client privilege. The law basically says that if you're consulting an attorney for the purpose of carrying out a fraud or a crime, that sheds the confidentiality aspect of the privilege. So what Judge Howell found was that President Trump was engaged in a deception and obstruction of the investigation and of the grand jury, and that his communications with Corcoran, in which he duped Corcoran — they're not claiming that that Corcoran was a co-conspirator or anything. What they're saying is that Trump basically duped and used his lawyer in order to deceive the government, and therefore Corcoran had to testify in the grand jury, and importantly, give the prosecutor his notes, which were very extensive, of his discussions with President Trump.
Is this decision part of the case now, and is it something that the Trump defense can appeal to, can speak of to the jury?
We're a long way from there, John, but you're absolutely in the right ballpark, because in the pretrial motions, Judge Cannon will not be bound by the ruling that Judge Howell made. So to the extent that in the pretrial motions, Trump moves to dismiss the case or dismiss parts of the case on the grounds that his attorney-client privilege and his Sixth Amendment rights to a fair trial with effective counsel, to the extent he's going to make a constitutional argument to try to knock out the case, he can make that argument to Judge Cannon, and she does not have to abide by the ruling or reasoning of Judge Howell. She'll get a new bite at the apple.
I suddenly see now that this is a minefield, so I'll turn to one more detail. Vivek Ramaswamy, who is a candidate for the presidency, is making the case that if he is successful as president of the United States, he will pardon Mr. Trump. That case is now being echoed, I believe, by Nikki Haley, former South Carolina governor. The question is, will we see this at all the debates? Is this going to become the routine question of Republican candidates? Will you pardon him? We have 30 seconds, Andy.
Yeah, I think it will be, John, because it's now front and center. I think Haley felt she had to say something after Ramaswamy made this point. If it were up to me, what I would say simply is, has President Trump asked for a pardon? Because usually a person who wants to be cleared in court does not ask for a pardon. When you ask for a pardon, the public assumption is that you've done the thing that you need the pardon from.
The beginning days. Andrew McCarthy, National Review Online. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.